Well, whatever about the Eurovision Song Contest and whoever is going to win, I know that Kent is celebrating big time at the moment. Congratulations to Breach Kelly, despite the fact that I made an absolute hames of the clue that I gave you. Meatloaf is not 62 this year. He was born on the 27th of September in 1947. I'm sorry, my sums. Just not great when I gave you the clue yesterday. But nonetheless, congratulations to Breach Kelly in Kent, who guessed correctly that Meatloaf, or Michael Lee Adey, or Marvin Lee Adey as he was christened, was our mystery voice, our long-standing mystery voice. So well done to you. Another one today. Oh, yes, we do. And yeah. The prize. I'm going to have to start getting some prizes organised, aren't I? I very foolishly said, I'll put a bow on it. Yeah, oh well. There we go. Now, can I say as well, hello to our listeners who may be listening to us at www.westlimerickview.com. You would have seen a few posts over the last couple of days, as of the other day, as in yesterday. GSFM is now audible to anybody who logs on to westlimerickview.com, and everything you wanted to know about West Limerick in the beautiful southwest of Ireland is on that. So thank you to Mike and all the staff at westlimerickview.com, and welcome to all of the people who access GSFM through the website. Now we're on Facebook and Twitter and Audioboo, my own website, jersweeney.net. We have our podcast through iTunes, and now, of course, westlimerickview.com. So there we go. It's Saturday. There was a lot in there, wasn't there? Absolutely, and I've still not said anything really of value. No, I haven't really. The 14th of May. You're very welcome along to today's GSFM. All right then, in 1643, on this day, Louis XIV became King of France. What's so special about that? Well, he was four. Yeah, he was four. One, two, three, four. It happened upon the death of his dad, Louis XIII. 1878, the name Vaseline was registered by Robert A. Cheeseborough. 1897, The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa was performed for the very first time. It was at a ceremony where a statue of George Washington was unveiled. In 1897, Marconi made his first communication by wireless telegraph. Was that like Wi-Fi in those days? Probably was. 1948, Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion proclaimed the independent state of Israel as British rule in Palestine came to an end. 1959, Cliff Richard's first movie, Serious Charges, premiered. 1985, Michael Jackson received a humanitarian award from US President Ronald Reagan at the White House. And in 1998, Frank Sinatra died after a heart attack at the age of 82. GSFM friend Aoife Kelly celebrates her birthday today. Aoife, I know it's a big year for you this year. Wish you a very happy birthday. No doubt preparations well underway for the big day in September. But in the meantime, 14th of May, have yourself a wonderful birthday. You share it with Thomas Gainsborough, the painter, born in 1727, Bobby Darin, 1936, George Lucas, 1944, David Byrne of Talking Heads, 1952, Kate Blanchett was born in 1969, and Mark Zuckerberg, born in 1984. So are you ready for our brand new mystery voice? Let's take down the music, so, and here we go. And there's no clues now for a couple of days, but I'd say you'll get this easily enough. Take a listen.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Oh, we just mentioned him there, didn't we? He was at the White House.
Michael Jackson.
Any idea who that man might be? Well, if you do, we'd like to hear from you ASAP, please. Our useless fact for today. Albert Einstein was offered the presidency of Israel in 1952, but he declined. See? Intelligent man. The brain. Tomorrow, our useless fact is about Buzz Aldrin. Really? Buzz Aldrin. Wow. Cool. Excellent. Have a super Saturday. Thank you for listening. Congratulations again, Breach Kelly. I will see you tomorrow. From me, Jerry Sweeney. Bye-bye now.